Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for joining me. My name is Brian Sons, also known as Onyx. This is Onyx Nights Paranormal Radio. Man, I hope that music sounds better on your end than it does on mine. It sounds kind of dragging. Maybe it's just my connection, I don't know. So anyway, guys, last week I wasn't able to be on. I had shoulder surgery on Wednesday. And so that following Thursday, I wasn't feeling too hot. It just wasn't happening for me. Still feeling sore, kind of beat up, but the show must go on, right? So anyway, let me give you guys a little rundown of what's going on. Tonight we have our psychic medium, Mary Barrett. She's going to be on. She's going to be answering some questions, doing some psychic readings, and we're going to be taking you guys' call. Next week, of course, we're going to have Jeff Heatley and Trapper from the television series Mountain Monsters on Destination America. They're going to be here. That's going to be an awesome show. We're going to have an awesome show tonight. Before I go any further, let me go ahead and play this sponsor ad, and then I'll be bringing Mary on with us.
Going to New Orleans for the weekend, for vacation? Are you wanting to take a ghost hunting tour but tired of the same old walking tours where you don't even get to go into the location? And you're not even sure if the history is accurate? Well, call NOLA Ghost Hunting Tours. This team of guys are going to take you into a real haunted location where you're going to get to use the state-of-the-art equipment that ghost hunters use. Be the paranormal investigator. You get to work with an experienced, competent team of investigators and have the real, true paranormal experience. Experience the dark side of New Orleans. Call NOLA Ghost Hunting Tours. They have tours Friday through Monday. Tours start at 7 and at 10 p.m. For more information, call 504-708-3567.
Thank you. Hey, Brian. Brian.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm so sorry. My mic was muted anyway. God, that's so embarrassing. Go ahead and, let me jump back and say what I said previously. Give those guys a call with NOLA Ghost Hunting. I worked with them in the past. A pretty good group of guys. If you're down in New Orleans, check them out. You're sure to see the darker side of New Orleans with those guys. Okay, that being said, Mary.
Yeah.
Let me catch back up to where I was. How are you tonight?
I'm doing okay. Allergies are bothering me. But hey, Brian, why don't you tell the people the truth why you had to have surgery? Your daughter beat you up, that little cute little thing.
No. No.
No, she's just a cutie pie.
No. There was a fight involved, but yeah, no.
yeah.
I don't know. Did you even hear the opening, or was I muted that during that too? If not, I basically announced the show tonight and announced what was going on last week. I guess you did hear it. If you heard me mention my shoulder.
Yes.
Okay, so it must have got on mute during the little sponsor commercial. Sorry
now,
about that, guys.
I heard most of that, and then when that ended, that was it. I didn't hear anything else.
Okay, all right, that's what it was. I got up to try to fix me a cup of coffee. It's still in pain. I've got movement in it, and it's there's a constant ache, but it mostly hurts like if I go to reach down for something or to reach for something. That's when it really gets the sharp pain. But
right.
I mean, other than that, I got the stitches taken out yesterday. I'm finding, here's the thing, and you guys probably read my Facebook and like, well, what the hell? He didn't even know what he did to him? No, I didn't. I went through the surgery. I woke up and this hospital is such a joke. Anyway, I woke up, and the minute I wake up, no one's there other than this nurse, and she's like, get up, get up, get out, get out, trying to rush me out the door. And I'm like, well, what the hell happened, Hell, I didn't even know that I had been through the surgery at that point, I'm trying to, catch back up with what all's going on. And they're all rushing me out the damn door like they had some celebrity guest coming in after me or something, And I'm like, at one point I stopped and I turned around and I'm going to, and she's like, what are you doing? I said, I'm looking to make sure I didn't leave anything behind. And I'm half doped. I mean, I'm really out of it. And she's like, no, you didn't. Come on, come on. I'm like, what the hell? And I even told her, I said, why are you trying to rush me out of here like this, So I didn't find out what they found, what they did. The doctor was nowhere. I guess he ran back to the golf course. Who knows? So, I go over the weekend. I had some issues, so I went to the hospital, and they told me a little bit about what was done, and then I found out a little bit more, and then today I even found out even more from a physical therapist, because he had all the notes and everything, and I'm like, well, geez, and that's just, that's if you're looking at the mini post on Facebook, that's what it is. I'm finding out more and more and more as I go what actually took place during the surgery and what they found in my shoulder and so forth.
Well, doctors are notorious for hurrying up patients. I was in labor with my daughter, and they wanted to hurry it up and have me have her because the doctor had a golf date.
Oh, that's how it was.
At 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's how it was when Hayden was born, my little girl. The doctor, they actually sent us home. She was in labor, and they told us to go back home because the doctor was watching the damn football game. Needless to say, If I'd have come back home, that's 30 minutes here, 30 minutes there, we'd have been in trouble, because she was born an hour later. I just went out, we just went out in the parking lot and waited and then went back in there and said, look, this is it, But you know, hell, with this surgery, I felt like a cheap prostitute. You know, he didn't even leave me a note and a tip on the freaking table. You know,
it's
like at least you could have told me what you did to me when I was out. So anyway,
yeah, they don't have some of them.
How has things been going with you?
Oh, things going pretty good. I just got back from Florida. We had a dinner show in Orlando, and it was really pretty. It was great. So I'm getting ready to go. I have a party here in Tennessee in 2 weeks, and then in September I'm supposed to be going to Mansfield, Ohio for Haunted X. So things are going pretty good.
Oh, that's great. That's great. It's been a couple of, well, at least a month or so since you've been on. And, I mean, every time you come on, you know, I've gotten messages from people, man, she's awesome. And, you know, she was right on the money and just lots of good comments and compliments on you being on. And we were supposed to be on last week, but, again, you know, with the issue with the surgery, we had to postpone it till this week.
Right.
So, I guess we'll go ahead and start it off on, are you feeling anything at this point in time?
No, not really. Not right now. I just feel, now that you're talking about it, I am. I'm feeling you're going to get even more busier than you've been and more than you've expected. There's also another offer coming towards you. Yeah, it's going to give you pretty good money. I feel like a lot of changes coming for you, Brian, and it's going to be really good.
Well, it's interesting you say that because you were around when I first kicked all this off and first started all this, and I had you on the show. And you told me that things were gonna go well and to keep doing what I'm doing and that things would start turning around. And they have in a great way. There's a lot of stuff that I've posted about. There's a lot of stuff that I haven't yet because I'm not supposed to yet. Even my best friends don't really know, but things are looking up. And hopefully, if what you said just now goes the same way as what you've told me in the past, then I'm really looking forward to that also.
Yeah, I feel like your work is going to get, I'm hearing like discovered recognition. I feel like things are going to start, you know, you've already started, so it's just going to continue to build.
Oh, believe me, it sucks me not being able to be out there. I mean, anyone who's followed me on Facebook knows how often it is I go out there in the woods, and this last week not being able to get out there has really sucked because we've had some really cool weather and some really nice moonlight, and I had to miss it all.
Yeah, but there's more coming. You're going to be fine with that. What you have to do, though, is to rest that arm like I told you, because you're going to do more damage with it than anything if you're not careful. And
oh, they were
came from the hospital.
They were amazed at how much.
Hospital.
Yeah.
The day you were in the hot, you know, you came off from the hospital. You're on Facebook. Told you, get your butt off Facebook and go relax. You.
Yeah, but I was on my phone. I was on my phone.
Huh?
That's simple. I was on my phone. I'm not, you know, sitting down at a desk or anything like that. I'm laying in the bed with my phone.
Yeah, I know, but you're still aggravating your arm.
Well, they're surprised that I'm able to move it as much as I am. But here's the thing. I didn't have any kind of rotator cuff damage. I didn't mess with that. It was basically just rebuilding that that labral and cleaning the spurs off there, so it's not really going to inhibit my movement, if you will, so much as right now.
Right.
It's just everything healing, you know.
Yeah, but you have to watch out for the ligaments and all that. You know, rest your arm as much as you can.
Oh, believe me, I am. And You know, the pain medicine they have me on, it makes it to where I'm awake for about an hour or two, and then I'm asleep for about 2 or 3 hours, and I hate that because it feels like my days are kind of bleeding together. Anybody that knows me knows I'm not a sit down and relax person, and I'm always on the go, and I can't stand not knowing where my day went, if that makes sense. You know, I just can't stand it just all disappearing. It's like, what did I do? Nothing. What did I accomplish? I know I'm accomplishing healing, but you know.
You'll get back out there.
Oh yeah. I don't think it's gonna be that long. I started the physical therapy today, and he said he thinks it'll be at least maybe 4 weeks at the most before I'm actually able to get going.
Right. Now, I feel like you're going to be okay with that arm. Just take it easy, listen to the doctor, and do what you're supposed to do.
Right. That's definitely what I'm doing. Definitely what I'm doing. I guess I should consider myself single for now. I hope everyone caught that joke. But anyway, we got some callers on hold, so we're gonna go ahead and take our first one. Hello, you're on the air with Onyx and Mary. Who am I speaking to?
Ryan.
Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan with an R.
Okay. Hey, Ryan, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you? How was your shoulder?
It's mending, you know, one day at a time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just wanted to, call in and have a chat with you and with Mary. Recently, I was told by this amazing psychic at a dinner show.
Brian. This is my friend Brian. This is Ryan. He was at my dinner show down in Florida, but he and his wife are also friends of mine.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we've
that's
known
great.
Each other for about 2 years now, right?
No, actually, it's three.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, it has been three.
Yeah. You're having fun, you forget. But, yeah. No, it's been 3 years, almost 3 years.
Wow. All right. So, well, what I was calling it about was Mary informed me that, I've had a lot of experiences in my past, and I had a lot of things that I've seen and that I've always just kind of buried. And Mary called me out on it, and she informed me that I was a portal. So I was calling in to find more about what a portal is.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, well, if you would read my book that his wife got, you know what a portal is.
Uh-oh, busted.
But, portals, they attract people from the other side. And they bring them down, and they let them. It's almost kind of like a tunnel, like they go through a tunnel or the veil or whatever to come here to talk to us, to try to get their messages across. And I really feel like you are a big tunnel, portal, whatever, Ryan. And like I've told you now for the last couple of years, you need to let it happen. Don't force it, and just accept what's happening. You may hear voices in your head. You may hear even voices like somebody yell, "Hey, Ryan," and you'll look and say, "What?" and nobody's there. Or you may hear it in your sleep or at any time when you're driving. But you do have a lot of people that are coming through to you, and, mediums are portals. And that's what a portal is. Do you understand?
Yeah, and I guess my biggest thing is controlling it, because trying to sleep now, it's just
let me ask you this. Since we saw each other this last weekend, have you opened up any more?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
And,
okay. What happens is when you're around other mediums, or psychics or even empaths, you're going to open up more because you get stronger, you know, stronger in numbers, and that's what's going to happen with you. Let's say you lived here in my house. My house would be going crazy, and it does, because there's me, my son, and my daughter, now my mother, and my other kids that come here, and everybody's got it, or almost everybody has it. In my house, literally, I was outside one time, and it sounded like there was a party going on in my house, and nobody was here.
And
it's all the energy. Kids
well, I have
are portals,
a question.
Too.
I have a question to ask based on what Ryan said. Is it really controllable? I mean, he said something about controlling it. I mean, can you really control it, or do you just have to learn
right,
how
that's
to
what
work
I'm get, that's what I was getting to. Yes, you can control it. Like, I have people that talk to me in different languages. I don't understand what they're saying. I'll say, hey, I don't understand you. Talk to me in English. And they'll translate it in English. Don't ask me how they do it, but they do it. If, like I told you when we were at the dinner show or at the hotel later that night, when they're talking to you, tell them to slow down. Tell them they're talking too fast. Tell them to talk one at a time. You have to take control. You're the vessel, but you have to take control.
It's the too many at once. That's what is getting me, and I'm trying to make them stop. And I'm laying the ground rules of not at my home. You know,
right,
they're
not going to stop because they have a message to get through. So what you need to do is say, hey, hold up, one at a time, please, and let them come to you one at a time.
Right, right.
It's going to take some discipline on your end to do that, but that's what you have to do.
And Sean has been saying that I've been talking in my sleep now a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I got to start writing it down because I'll wake up and I'll remember a lot, but then as I wake up more, it's gone.
Yeah, no, you need to write everything. Keep everything at your bedside, pen and paper. Before you even roll out of that bed, write down everything that you dreamt about.
Okay.
See, what I think is happening with you is that they're coming really fast because they have, and they've done that to me too. They're excited. They've got to tell you something. And everybody wants to talk at once.
And I guess I've just been pushing that door closed for so long. Now that I've stopped pushing the floor, it's a floodgate.
I tell a lot of people, when you're going to break open, and you will break open, be prepared because they come at you.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, I told you that one the first time we met, too.
No, you didn't. No, you said you did.
Okay.
Because we were... When I first met you, it was busy, and you had people waiting, and you said you wanted to talk to me. We ended up leaving.
Yeah, but I ended up talking to you on the phone, too. And I
told
you that you needed to, when any time that a psychic or a medium tries to, every time they try to ignore this, it gets worse and worse until you finally listen to what they have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like me, if I'm getting a message, it's in my gut really hard, and it's like somebody's pulling my insides until I say what they want me to say.
Yeah, it's like a wave of nausea, too, until you
see,
just
open. See, I
don't
really get that.
I do.
I get anxiety, so I had to go on Zoloft for it. And I couldn't figure out why I was having so many anxiety attacks all my life, you know. And then when I found out what I am.
Too. I get that way too, Mary, but mine is around the living. I haven't, as far as I know, anything with the dead, but around the living, I can I can sense people, how they are, kind of what they're thinking. I can tell if somebody's bullshitting right off the bat.
Right. And Brian, Brian, what you do with that is as you get older, you may end up having to go on some anxiety medicine unless you find a way to control it. And I couldn't find a way because it overtook me.
Oh, you're preaching to the choir there. That's done did.
Yeah. A lot of people who have these
that's been most of my life.
They're on some kind of anxiety medicine. But anyway, getting back to you, Ryan, did I answer your question?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it explains a lot about when I meet people, how I automatically get, you know, the gut feeling about them, and I've never been wrong.
Right.
See, that sounds a lot like me, a lot like empath.
Exactly. Everybody's in the same boat. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't support each other. So that makes it even worse. And then you've got the vampires out there, Brian, will drink your energy and drain it from you. So there's been many a nights I would go to bed, oh, I'm so drained, because I didn't realize what was happening. And then I realized people just kept taking my energy. And you can stop that by just saying, nope, I will not accept it.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
Brian.
Yeah?
Brian, read my books your wife has, please.
Sean is actually right here.
Well, tell her to let you read my book.
She heard you. We have you on speaker. So she...
Hi, lady.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Long time no see.
Oh, it's been since, I don't know. It's kind of weird. Kind of wish you were back down here again.
I'll be down there soon. I'm not exactly sure when, but I'll be back there.
Yeah, I can agree with Brian when he was saying about when you're around different people. I mean, I tend to be a sensitive person to that, and mm-hmm. I mean, it's that empathy thing. I know I don't really have any kind of gift, but just a sensory thing.
You have me. That's a gift.
Right. So
we talked about that before too, and I'm going to bring something up here. As I tell everybody, find somebody that you like and you click with. Because when you use too many different people or too many different avenues, things get really mumbled, jumbled, and it could actually end up hurting you instead of helping you.
All right. Yeah, I don't.
I hate to cut you guys off. We have some other callers. I appreciate you calling in. And I hope Mary was able to help you guys with some direction.
Yeah. Absolutely. And thank you very much, Brian. It was a pleasure meeting you, and good luck with everything.
No problem. Anytime. I think you might not only read Mary's books, but also do some research on empaths as well. You might be surprised.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Definitely will. So
take care.
Have a good night.
Talk to you guys later. Love you, Mary.
Love you too. Bye.
Okay, Mary. We're gonna. If you're ready, we'll go ahead and jump into our next caller.
Okay, I'm ready.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. Who am I speaking with?
Edwin Smith.
Edwin Smith. Hi,
yes.
Edwin. How are you tonight?
Good.
Thank you for holding on.
Good.
I appreciate it.
Okay, I hear you're having some trouble with your shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I had both of mine done, and they're good. It takes about 4 to 6 weeks, and you'll be back to normal.
Well, that's what I hope. Like I said, luckily I didn't have any kind of rotator cuff work done. It was just labral repair and a couple of spurs removed and some...
Well,
they call
both...
It bursitis, something like that.
Yeah.
Bursitis.
Well, both of mine, I had rotator cuff tears, and the one I had the cartilage core clear off, but they're good now. Now, what I want to know, what is in the future for me?
Okay, let me have your age and your location. Where are you located?
Pennsylvania, 73 years old.
Hopefully it's not any more shoulder surgeries.
Oh, no. I had two shoulder and one wrist.
And where are you at in Pennsylvania?
West Newton.
Oh, okay. I'm from Scranton. Well, actually, Taylor.
Okay. At the other end of the state.
Oh, okay. I was thinking Newton Ransom. Yeah.
I'm down around Pittsburgh. I'm done with Pittsburgh.
Okay. I get that there's some things that you're going to be coming up to that you're going to have to deal with, and they're not all going to be pleasant. But I also get that things are going to work out fine for you. I'm hearing complications. Somebody is going to be giving you a hard time on a situation, and you're going to have to decide what you want to do with that person, either set them in their place or go forward with it. But there's a woman here that's passed over, and she's telling me to tell you, do not let that person win. Follow what you feel is right, not what that person feels right. Because
I'm
all they're going
stubborn.
To do is screw you in the end.
Okay. In other words, everything looks pretty good all but for this one person.
Yeah. I don't see any big problems here.
Okay. Now, another question. What is a shaman?
That would be better answered from somebody other than me because I don't know a lot about it. I know they're I'd rather not answer that because I'm not totally sure and I don't want to be incorrect.
Okay. I'm Native American. I'm over one-third Native American. And when I was working, there was a girl there that was into psychics. And one day we were talking, she said, hey, Smitty, put your hands out. I put my hands out. She put hers over top of mine. She says, you have a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't say nothing. And then a few years back, I was talking to a psychic, and she did the same thing. She says, put your hands out. I put them on. She put her hands over top of mine. She says, you're a shaman. She says, you can do people a lot of good.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering just what this meant.
The best
thing from my knowledge,
based on Native American lore, of course, shamans are the medicine men
okay.
in Native American communities, or healers, if you will.
Right. But I didn't want to state that without more facts. But yes, they are healers. It's kind of like, boy, a doctor.
See, I didn't know. I didn't understand it.
Yeah. No, they're telling you that you can go and heal people. And a lot of people are healers. And a lot of people for healing purposes, like they'll go and do Reiki and stuff. Now, I don't know if they do it, but I know that I do because I'm a Reiki master, but they are healers.
Okay.
And you go ahead.
Hello.
Still there?
Go ahead.
Okay, I was listening.
Yeah, go ahead. Do you have another question?
No, that was about it. But you say everything's going to work out for me. That would that be job wise and everything, or?
I feel everything's going to be good. I feel like you have a lot of energy around you, and it's a lot of good energy. And I feel like you know nothing holds you back.
But see, I get to the point where I shouldn't say this. I hate most people because
okay.
of the things that they do, because what they do.
That's right.
But also, you're also pulling in a lot of the negativity. What you need to do is before you get out of bed every morning is say that you're going to be on a positive note and send all the negativity that comes towards you back into the universe where it came from.
Okay. Well, see, I worked in a prison for 20 years, and these guys used to come up to me and say, hey, old man, are you in a good mood or a bad mood? I say, hey, I'm always in a good mood till some asshole pisses me off.
Mm-hmm. I worked in a prison, too, down in Florida.
I was 20 years a corrections officer.
Were you, oh, no. I was going to say Camp Hill, but no, you're not that far over.
Oh, well, I was up there for 1 month at boot camp. I worked
okay.
at Westmoreland County Prison.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I was at for 20 years.
Wow. Yeah, that certainly can get to you, especially the negativity.
Yeah, but now there's one guy that I work with. He's the meat manager. I mean, he's a real jerk. And he does things that he shouldn't do, and he tries to blame it on everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was wondering, because they're saying about getting rid of him, and I kind of don't know where they stand.
To me, it feels like he won't be there for very long.
I won't
Not
be.
Not much longer.
Okay.
He's cut corners, and I feel like there's other things that are going on there that he's going to get caught.
He's going to get caught.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
and
all right. Thank you.
Is Brian here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Brian.
Yes, sir.
Brian Songs?
Yes, Songs.
You know Kibo? You know Kibo?
I don't think so.
He's into the Marvel comics in the figures.
I don't know. If I saw the name written or saw as a person, I probably would do.
His first name is the same as mine.
It
From
sounds...
Washington, Pittsburgh. Go
Are
watch
you talking...
Steve.
Yeah, are you? Edwin. Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's a good friend of mine. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Is
now.
He?
Yeah.
That's my grandson.
Oh, okay.
That's my
yeah,
grandson.
He's one of my... In fact, that's who I thought you were when you first called in, when you said your name was Edwin.
Yeah. So, okay, thank you for your time. Like I say, that shoulder will get better. Just takes a little bit of time. Do what they tell you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Smith, and tell Ed I said hello also.
Okay, buddy.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, Mary, you know Edwin. Him and his wife called... both of the last shows that you were on from up there in Pennsylvania.
Right. I don't remember what we talked about, but the name, yeah, I got it.
Yeah. We're going to go ahead with our next caller. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Who am I speaking with? Hello? Hello, you're on the air. I can't hear you if you're speaking. Hello? Okay, we'll go back to them in a little bit. We're going to go with the next one. Hello, you're on the air. Who am I speaking with?
I can't tell if you're talking to me or not.
I'm speaking to the person that called in.
Oh, okay, then I guess that's me.
What's your name?
I couldn't tell if you were answering the call or if I was just listening to the radio station. This is Tammy.
Tammy. Hello. How are you, Tammy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty well, as good as can be expected.
Yeah.
You have a question for Mary tonight?
Actually, I do, and it's regarding career and finances.
Okay, can I have your age and where you're located, please?
I'm 46 in Texas.
Okay. I feel mediocre. Things are going to stay the same for a little bit, and then they're going to gradually get better. I also feel that you're going to want to do something different than what you're already doing, and I'm being told that if you want to change, now is the time to go ahead and change. Look into it.
Okay. What if I don't know what I want to do?
You know, I'm seeing all white around this. That's what I'm trying to figure out. What do you do right now?
I'm in accounting.
Okay, that would explain the white paper, but there's still white around it. I get you're restless and you want to go ahead and go forward with something else, and I feel that you will. I hear career student with you. It just that's a personal reference to a college professor that I knew. I do feel like you're going to be going doing something different, and it's most likely going to be in another classroom.
Okay.
If it's not a classroom, it could be a training room. They are both the same. But I do feel like you're going to be in the learning environment. The white now, I'm not sure this is your career path, but in my experience, the white usually means some kind of healing, like nursing or doctor or technician or ultrasound. I just feel a lot of white coming from you.
Okay.
And it also tells me you're a good person, but I do feel like you will be changing what you're doing.
Okay.
Now's the time to look into it, though. Find out what you want to do. Dig deep. Take some tests and see. You know, you've had an interest. Find out, you know, how you would do on that. And I do think that you've got some major changes coming, but they're going to be all good changes for you.
Okay. Can I ask
about you at all?
It does, actually. Can I ask about my love life?
Sure. Give me the last relationship, when it was, and their first name.
I'm still going on, mm-hmm. And his name is John.
I hear ups and downs, like a seesaw going ups and downs, back and forth. Somebody cannot make up their mind here. I feel like it's more him, but also I feel that inside you, too, there's doubts. Now, I'm not saying doubts about him, but maybe doubts if you want to take steps that you need to take. Does that sound right to you?
It sounds interesting, yeah.
Okay, but does it sound like I'm on target with you there?
Honestly, no.
Okay, well, that's fine. Basically, there's decisions that need to be made. And
that's very true.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, like ups and downs, back and forth, because there's no real, they don't know what they want. They're going back and forth. And I think that you both need to sit down and talk and air this out. And figure out where you want to go from here with your relationship.
Okay.
But now,
well,
do you understand what I'm saying about the back?
The back and forth. Yes, I do.
Okay. So you guys need to get together and have a talk with each other and figure out which way you want this to go.
I appreciate all of your time.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Thanks, Brian. I appreciate it.
Okay, no problem. Thank you, Tammy. Thank you for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to try at one caller again and see if they are on the air this time. Hello, caller? Hello? Hello, you're on the air. Who is this? Hello? I have no idea. All right, we have another car we're going to go ahead and move forward with. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Who am I speaking with?
Connie? Uh-huh.
Hello, Connie. How are you this evening?
I'm very well, thank you. It's a beautiful evening.
It surely is. You're on the air with Mary Barrett. Do you have a question for Mary?
Yes, I just want to know if she sees a move in my future.
Yes, I do. And I'm hearing it's going to be before April.
before April of 15?
Yes. I'm getting there will be a book for you, yes.
I'm sorry?
I feel yes, there will definitely be a move for you by April, the year 2015. It feels very strong.
It feels strong? Does it feel like it could be a...
Where are you located right now?
Maryland.
Yes, there will definitely...
Do you have any idea where the move will be?
I just get timing between now and April 15th. Now, timing is in God's time, not mine. But
I understand that.
I'm getting by April 15th is all I'm getting.
Oh, okay. I do appreciate that.
But it's definitely coming. And I also feel it's going to be a good move for you, too, and it's the right decision.
You think it's, I was going to ask my next question, if you thought it would be a good decision.
I feel like it will be a good decision, very good for you.
Great. Great. Then I can sleep tonight then, right?
Yeah, stop tossing and turning. You're going to be fine. I really don't see any real problems here with the move at all.
Okay. Any financial problems at all there? I know I'm only supposed to get one question, but...
Well, that's okay. It's normal. The normal problems. I don't think you're going to have any bad financial situations going on.
Okay. Okay. Muchly appreciated. Thank you very much, and you have a great evening.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you, Connie. You
Thank
have a good
you.
Night.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, that'll do it for the call list for now. You know, Mary... I've gotten into this cryptid Sasquatch thing. Hold on a second, my daughter's in here whining. What I'm wondering to know is your thoughts regarding that, or if you have any at all.
I'm getting that you just need to keep continuing what you're doing, and you will. Get some answers, and you're going to hook up with some people that's going to be able to help you get some answers.
Right, right. I guess I'm not looking for direction as far as that goes. I'm wondering, what are your thoughts on Sasquatch altogether?
I really don't have any. I haven't thought about it. I've been really busy doing my other stuff, and I, you know, have not really thought about it at all, Brian. I'm sorry. But just to let you know, I do feel like you're going to be investigating out of where you're at. You're
right.
Going to start out of that area.
Right,
now,
and that's what I'm
looking
forward
to. Me this. I don't know if you can tell me this or not, and it's okay if you can't. But I'm kind of seeing you somewhere out. Seattle's hitting me, but out in the northwest, I would want to say. Are you planning on going out anywhere there?
I haven't. I don't have anything as of right now in the works as far as that goes. It's always been a goal of mine, and I would love to go there. Of course, you know, I've got some friends that live in Oregon. Who said that I can go any, you know, I can go to their place anytime I want, but as of right now, there aren't any current, you know, anything in the works as far as that goes, but, you know, you never know.
Well, I think you're going to be going up there because that's where it feels like to me and doing some investigating up there.
Well, that would be a dream come true, to be honest with you.
Well,
as far as I know
it's
right now...
Happen.
That'd be great. Right now, the only thing in the works is going out to Falk, Arkansas. You know, the reason I asked brought up the Sasquatch thing with you is because I think it'd be interesting to have you out there during one of these night investigations just to see what you were picking up.
Oh, yeah, that'd be really interesting.
you know, from the Sasquatch side of things. I mean, you know, I have an area here that I know they're there. I have some kind of interaction with them every time I go out there. And I think it would be interesting to see if there was something on the psychic level that came through whenever they were around.
Right. And I've been watching you post stuff like that, and it does seem like it's an active area. But, let me know when.
Yeah, because, I mean, you're not that far, you know, away. In fact, I know a couple of guys that do it up there where you're at, around where you're at.
Huh. Well, I didn't know anybody around here did it. I know there's a place, some people in Parsons that are, I don't know if they're trying to get a team together or what, but my area now is starting to open up to, we're in the Bible Belt, so they're trying, they're
right.
Opening up more because I'm getting more clients out here also.
Well, you know, I actually used to live up in Tennessee, up around Estill Springs and Tullahoma, up in that area. I'm sorry?
I don't know where that's at.
It's over on the eastern, more eastern side of of Tennessee. But, yeah, I know, it's Bible Belt, it's, you know, just, yeah, there's not much there. But, you know, I got a friend that lives down in Chattanooga who's looking to get something started. I mean, most of my team right now is in North Texas and around Falk, Arkansas. I've got a buddy down in Louisiana. He's coming up next week with me. And then there's Melissa, of course, but Melissa's kind of indisposed right now. Sorry, somebody's typing to me. I wanted to get something going, you know, more here. And then the thing is to branch out. So what you said, you know, kind of makes sense because that's one of the goals is to branch out and get teams everywhere.
And I feel like you're going to be doing a lot of investigating in different areas, not just this area.
And guys, if I'm rambling, and I apologize, I am medicated and in some pain. But you know, if you're listening and you're debating calling in, call in. So you know we can get some questions answered with Mary, and like I said, I apologize. I'm kind of dopey right now. And, yeah. So, anyway, Mary, what do you have coming up in the works?
A private party it's a public party in somebody's house that I'm doing and at the end of this month. And then September, I have a fantastic opportunity with a very, very nice lady. I'm going to go off. It's called the Haunted X in Ohio, Mansfield, Ohio. So it's going to be very interesting. They're signing me on for 13, at least 13 shows up there.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, it's going to be really interesting. I've had everybody yelling at me to go everywhere, and, you know, it's kind of hard to do that unless it's something people are willing to help me set up or put me in something or whatever. But things are going pretty well.
That's great. You know, I talked to Destination America Channel not too long ago to try to get to line up getting the guys from Mountain Monsters on the show. And, you know, me and the lady, we were talking, and she basically asked me what I did, and I told her, and she seemed interested in that for a show, and she seemed interested in getting me possibly on an episode of Mountain Monsters. So, you know, that's kind of in the works. Hopefully everything will go through there too. But, you know, I'm ready to take it to the next level. You know.
Yeah, and you're going. You will.
I've got people, you know, I've gotten some recordings just recently that I posted, and I mean there were people coming out the woodworks just based on those recordings, and you know, I'm glad that people see that I'm not full of shit with what I'm doing. You know, that I'm not crazy, that there is something out there. I'm proving it, you know, through my recordings. And, you know, I am out there, well, I was before the surgery, out there almost every night. And I think that dedication and that hard work is starting to show and starting to pay off. And
I feel like you're getting recognized. I feel like you're getting recognized, and I feel like you will get more recognition.
Well, I'm getting contacted from, I'll go ahead and say BFRO, which I don't have any kind of love for, getting contacted from them, and they're the people who are behind the show Finding Bigfoot on TV. I'm getting contacted by them. When I had them come to my location several years ago, probably 5 or 6 years ago, and it's like they didn't want to hear what I was saying. They wanted the information just for themselves, and that's why I don't like the BFRO, because all they're trying to do is to profit themselves with the exploitation of Sasquatch. That's my opinion, but that's the way I feel strongly about that. And I was kind of, I don't know, laughed at it in a way. And then now that I have all these recordings, now they're wanting to contact me. It's like, hey, you know, hey, you remember y'all was there? And, you know what? You should have listened to me to begin with. You know.
Yeah, it's like winning the lottery. You don't know who your friends are until you win the lottery, and then everybody comes out of the woodwork.
Well, here's my thing. You know, only my most trusted friends are going to know where I'm having these encounters at. You know, if you're thinking, hey, you're going to buddy up with me or whatever, or kiss my ass or whatever, to find out where these things are, it's not happening. I see through that very quickly. Because one, I'm not out to prove to the world that these things exist. You know, I know they exist. I'm just out for my own interaction with them, my own knowledge, if you will. You know, if the rest of the world wants to know if they exist, hey, go out there at night in the middle of the woods, and you'll find out for yourself. You know, same way I did.
That's true.
And I'm definitely not down for killing. I'm not down for the exploitation of them, and yeah, you know, I'm not gonna patronize anyone or who is down for that. I'm not gonna chaperone anyone to do that.
Right.
And
I feel like as you go on, you are gonna have some more people that wanna come in that kind of gave you a rough time in the past. But like I said, people, it's like when you win the lottery, all of a sudden you have everybody coming out of the woodwork. And that's what's going to be with you. You're going to have to choose.
That's right. You know, I started out doing all things paranormal and ghost and you know, all that stuff. But I haven't really had any real success as far as the ghost goes, not as much so as a Sasquatch. So I'm kind of going with what works for me. Now I do have a home that just came up that I'm supposed to be going to investigate here pretty soon. As far as it being haunted, and there was some remodeling and so forth, refurbishing and everything done on this property, And there's been activity there. You're not. I don't know how your skills work, really, Mary. But you're not feeling anything as far as that goes, are you? As far as whether this place has got anything going on, or
a little bit right now. I've had people call me, actually, when they were going on ghost hunts, and they would ask me what I thought, and they would send me pictures, or they would, you know, just ask me, you're in the place. I feel a lot more activity, but Brian, to tell you the truth, you need to get off the medicine, and you need to get your energy level up, because right now you're real cloudy.
Yeah, I mean, I can see where that, I understand what you're saying, and it's probably best just to wrap it up tonight, because, you know, I'm kind of foggy as it is, and medicine's pretty much whipping my ass. And guys, I apologize, I really, really do. I mean, you guys that know me know I can probably talk for hours, but, you know, with the surgery and the medication and everything, and I can hear my daughter crying in the background for this and that, I'm going to go ahead and just wrap this up tonight, and we'll be back on. Mary, I thank you for coming on.
You're welcome, as always, Brian.
And, you know, I'm the main parent in the house, and so when, you know, she starts crying, no one else knows, seems to know how to do anything, so I got to go take care of that. But I appreciate you coming on, and next week I'm going to have the guys from Mountain Monsters on, and hopefully I'll be in better spirits and well rested and not as dopey sounding. I apologize, guys. I really do.
Okay, Brian, you go take care of yourself, okay? And we'll see you next week.
Okay, thank you, Mary. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Brian.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Like I said, I'm really pretty out of it and pretty doped up and crappy feeling right now. But next week, you know, sure to be a great show. You know, hopefully I won't be as medicated or as hurting. And you know, we can have a great show. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. That'll do it for tonight. Once again, I'm really sorry. You guys have a good night.